When Russian nationalist skinheads chant against the Chorny, or the blacks, they protest against Muslim immigrants from Central Asia. But Africans in Moscow say they can also be targets. For these African immigrants resting in the warmth of a Protestant church, Moscow is not welcoming to people of color. Rukunayu Pitsu, a native of the Democratic Republic of Congo, says 15 skinheads once chased him into a building. He only escaped by jumping out a window, breaking his foot.
There's no way to avoid it. They're like that. They don't like seeing black people. When they come, they attack. When they come, there's nothing to do. When they attack, they have no pity. They beat. They beat.
The Moscow Protestant Chaplaincy recorded 16 physical attacks, including one killing, against Africans in Moscow last year. Several thousand Africans work or study here. Peggy Nkodia has never been physically attacked, but he has heard the insults.
They call us Obizana, which means in French, singe, monkeys.
Eric Merlin from Cameroon gives this Moscow street advice to Africans.
The only thing is for you to be very calm and avoid problem. Yes, avoid fighting. Because if they beat you, you just look for a way and escape. If you engage the fight, you might lose your life.
For African migrants without language skills or connections, life is tough in Moscow. Ibrahim from Mali earns $20 a day passing out reclama or paper flyers. That is barely enough to survive in one of the world's most expensive cities. Some come to this church lounge just for a warm place to nap. Peggy Nkodia says African migrants sleep 10 to a room, far from the wealth of oil-rich Russia he dreamed about in Kinshasa.
If you plan to come to Russia, I advise my brothers and sisters, do not try it. Life here is so difficult. Life here is expensive, 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 and there is not work that pays well.
Yet, some say foreigners of color can enjoy the exotic status they had during Soviet times. Brandon Cross is a Russian-speaking African-American who stayed to work here after his university program ended.
Russians also say that now it's not about black. Like, Africans and black people aren't the black anymore. It's people from the Caucasus and Central Asian. They're the new black.
Moscow's People's Friendship University was originally named after the Congolese independence leader Patrice Lumumba. Today, 6,000 students study there, including hundreds from Africa. Vice-Rector Alexander Gladush says the university gives African students safety tips. But he believes Moscow is now more accepting of African students.
There's a word you hear repeated everywhere you go. Tolerance. Way of life.
Post-Soviet Moscow can be a tough town, but it may be softening for Russian-speaking Africans with a job or a seat in a university classroom. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.